G'day guys, and welcome back to episode 97 of the Hobbled Goblin podcast. We are inching ever closer to episode 100. Which is going to be a big and fun episode for everybody involved. These guys don't know. We're going to have our special guest once more.
Oh.
Millie is going to be joining us
I thought it was just going to be a normal episode.
No, we are going to do... Because I apparently have too much free time with everything that I do. We're going to do another big episode. Probably a three-parter. Hopefully not longer than that.
Episode 100.
Going to do something a little special. You guys have, I guess, 3 weeks now from today before that drops. Which is because we've got two more episodes and then episode 100.
Damn.
It's getting bloody close.
Do we get to make characters for it?
It's going
to
be a good time.
I do enjoy killing your characters, Brad.
That is true. You've killed a lot of my characters.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Oh, no.
The Plane of Axis is an interesting place.
Oh, no.
And when last
Leave
we left...
baby alone.
When we last we left Ilyu, he was sitting atop a building looking down and had just seen the Forever Man walk through these giant doors into this, for lack of a better word, chapel. Cathedral, probably, in the size. Time passes differently in the Outer Planes. Could have been a minute. Could have been an hour. All the while, he's still pondering that question. The only question that goes around his body, unlike so many of the other petitioners on the Plane of Axis who are covered in riddles and covered in questions to answer, he still only has that one. Who am I? And he sits and he watches the door. Mind shifting back and forth between the question and whatever the Forever Man is doing on the good aligned plane. And he hears a whisper behind him. Hello, my friend. You are looking somewhat different than last time, no? And you turn and the Forever Man is like crouched beside you where you sit cross-legged.
Do I have my memories?
You have a lot of memories. All of them jumbled together. You recognize him. You find it hard to pinpoint which of your timelines you recognize him from. It's almost as if you've seen him in several, and you can't quite pick them. His face seems to shift and change as you look at him. Whether it's actually happening on his face, or whether it's just different parts of him that merge into
like an overlay almost.
A little bit. You see these shadows and flickers of what was and what will be kind of surrounding him.
I have known you.
Yes, my friend, you have. Many times.
Why?
That is not the question that you should be answering, though. No? This one. And the strange thing with the petitioners of this Plane of Axis is the question that's written on their bodies isn't necessarily written in a specific language, right? It's written in symbols, mostly. Yeah, he seems to read it as clear as day. Who am I? What an interesting question for someone of your kin to be asked. And do you know the answer, my friend?
I am so many things. Have been, will be.
And yet, no. Yet you are so few. So very few. What do you think of as many? People think of as one. And yet what you think of as one, people see as an endless number. This, you see, is why you'll never answer your question, thinking the way you do. This is why I sent you to Nagova. But instead, you come and traipse along the upper city of Axis. Perhaps you should be asking yourself, am I in the wrong city? On this plane. And he kind of steps backwards into the open air. And pivots, standing there. And as he starts walking down this invisible staircase, air walking his way away from you, think on it, my friend. Perhaps there you can find some answers. It is not always the light that will show you the way. And he kind of then drops 100 feet to the ground below, lands, and starts walking away. Meanwhile, having turned the corner of the Mandalay Manor, the Fest Manor, we have Milantika, we have Callista, and we have Mr. Marcello coming into this argument between Mandalay and Lavinia.
Well, Lavinia, what's all this about?
This barbarian wants to just hang that pirate. No proper trial, no anything. Now, I wouldn't be calling me a barbarian. I'm not the one still half covered in blood. You, on the other hand, my dear, want to give this pirate a fair trial? Just like those civilians of this great town were given a fair trial by the pirates when they invaded just now? You know the punishment for piracy is hang by the neck until dead. I don't understand this fascination, this drive to give him an undeserved appearance in the courts of law.
Well, I mean, if we're to believe what he was telling us, he actually didn't want to be here any more than the rest of them did. They were basically being coerced, forced under that brutish one that we took care of earlier. If anything, they were prisoners too.
All of them? You didn't see any of them doing anything that was more untowards than... They were all just cowering in the ship.
Oh, absolutely.
None of them were killing people or raping or burning and pillaging. None of that. You didn't see any of that from any of the pirates? Is that what you're saying, Marcello?
I definitely saw some unseemliness, but I've had to kill people. Doesn't mean I wanted to do it.
So you're telling me you've also struck out in a boat and just rampaged through small colonies across the world?
No, I haven't been abducted by a pirate captain and forced into piracy under threat of death and brutality. No, I have not experienced that. But some of these folks did. So I think we should probably show them some sort of decency and humanity, rather than just hanging them instantly. At least let's hear what they have to say.
I think that level of decency is a short drop and a sudden stop.
Why would you waste the opportunity for human sacrifice, though?
You see? Finally, the savage understands.
I'm not saying that you should. I just mean hanging is a very bad way to kill someone. Waste.
I mean, I'm not saying Tika's a savage, but if he understands, then clearly you see that your ways are savage.
It's just not efficient. We can give thanks to the gods, right? I'm sure Saturn is all about that too.
Not there.
Oh shit, it's not there. Is that how it works with Saturn, eh? I'm asking myself.
Can't really tell you much.
I lost Tarek later. I'm sure he's all for bending bombs.
Should have paid attention to his sermons.
Oh, well, no, he let that bitch go, didn't he? Walked her up the mountain, and then...
Oh, so this is the kind of people you're in league with? Apparently this one. Who's this bitch you're talking about?
What does it have to do about the dog?
Let someone go? Did they deserve punishment?
What's wrong with dogs?
She was adequately punished, and like we have in this judiciary system of ours that exists apparently, after people serve their punishment, they are free to go. But if you punish them with a hanging, they're not really going to have a chance to repent or reform, are they?
Better to be killed by brigands and brought before the state.
Well, they get their judgment at the end of the Soul River. That's the way of law and the way of Phrasma.
So would you like to receive judgment now as well?
I didn't do anything untowards.
Well.
As opposed to that pirate down there. Him and his friends are responsible for damaging not just people, property, a whole of records.
You might say that responsibility is on yours for not defending them.
I might say that responsibility is on Lavinia and her family for not supplying us with anything until now. And even then, half-assing such a supply with one boat full of very mediocre fighters and another one that apparently didn't bring anything at all, apart from you four people, wherever your half-orc friend has gone.
Well, while we weren't around, I assume that you were meant to be in charge of this place. So,
and I was, up until she got here. She took charge, or she broke the chain of command. And now, look at the shit fight we're in.
So you're telling me she got rid of all the defenders you had here, she tore down all your defenses, and she made the island so
she
vulnerable?
She broke their faith in me! And because of that, they didn't fight to the utmost ability. You, sir, are out of line!
All right, you're not talking to him like that, and I stand between them. Look, you're clearly just whinging so much. Sorry that dead people can't send ships over to a colony we didn't know about. Not Lavinia's problem that she didn't find out until after her goddamn brother raided her family vaults. All right, you weren't there when it happened in Magnamar.
No, I was looking after her parents' pet project on the other side of the godforsaken world. I'm sorry for doing my goddamn job.
Well, then you know what? Maybe in those years that you were here, you should have made it that these colony people wouldn't jump ship so quickly when Lavinia got here.
Have your goddamn trial, woman. I'm done with you a lot today.
And he kind of like storms up the stairs into his house.
Meanwhile, at the infirmary.
Fuck, why did I go to the infirmary?
The one voice. Yeah!
I'm glad you did, to be honest.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, so at the infirmary, there minor wounds. Again, the 10 that were dead are dead. Nothing you can do with them. Most of
there?
The...
I mean, isn't there? Yeah. Any of them look pretty?
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
I mean, pretty good people.
Oh, right.
I mean, if you cover up the hole.
There is still some wounded there, some broken bones, arms and legs here and there. But, again, the two of them have mostly set most of the like broken bones and things that they can't really heal without doing more damage, and healed the minor scrapes and bruises. Mm-hmm. But you can still go around.
I'm just going to tend to the sick. I'll bring them water. I'll if there's any bandages that need changing, maybe light healing, any sort of restoration, office administration. So.
Yeah, for sure. You can roll me a heal check as well.
How's a 39 do?
I was about to say.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they seem like... What they've managed to do with limited supplies that they have is really good.
So your work has been pretty good.
But you definitely can see some ways that you could clean this space up, streamline the process, like help with some more like advanced techniques that they might not be aware of. Like, you don't want to be insulting to them, but like you
respectful.
Think, yeah.
To old Vezrin.
You've just been around a lot more, like especially like battlefield injuries.
I'm a Saronite, baby. Healing's my domain.
Yeah, and no, like, but you've just been around battlefields and stuff as well, so you know this kind of thing more than they do. At least you think so. Like you haven't really talked to them that much.
Yep.
And battlefield wounds are very, very different to your run of the day sicknesses and falls and things like that.
This is dire. These poor people, but you've done well.
Yes, we have done what we can.
The people of Far Shore are lucky that you are here.
And from what I can see, they're lucky you came as well.
Well, it looks like Sarenrae has deemed this a place where I can do the most good right now.
And your blessing is appreciated. I know that there are Sarenites among us that will appreciate having a priest of their own faith for once.
It will be nice to be among the flock again. And I must say, we have much to do on this island, I imagine, but I offer whatever time and services I can to help with the people. I must be confessed that it's been some while since I've fulfilled my duty of healing the common folk. I've been traveling for some time now, and I've been caught up in so much combat, so much fighting, that forgot what I could do here.
Any assistance you might give would be greatly appreciated. I'm sure Telda would appreciate any help you can give here in the infirmary. There's only so much healing, as you know. The gods bless us within a day.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the minor things fall to her, or things that are unhealable. The fevers and diseases and sicknesses of this land, which I must profess she is much more in tune with. She is somewhat of a herbalist and naturalist, and has a better understanding of the way of the land than I do. I heal mostly the open wounds that I know you too can heal. But if there's any tips and tricks you can give her or anything you want to learn, she's very good. That new dwarf, Cascus, has also been helping somewhat with her.
And what, the drunkard?
He hasn't drunk since he got here.
Oh, good to see.
We have a greenhouse out the back. He spends most of his time there.
Smoking instead.
Peculiar Folk is one of the green faith. I've not come along with any of them before.
But he's quite a hand at mixing tinctures and salves for her to use in this establishment.
Good to know I'm on... Well, my friends at least are on reasonably good terms with this Cascus. Maybe we could get some help from him. But in the meantime, if you don't mind me asking... I notice that you and Tilda communicate using hands. What is this? What does it mean?
Yes. A long time ago, she herself was a victim of the Rodumi slave trade. Where, due to her sharp tongue, or at least that's what she told me, they cut it out for her. And so... we somewhat developed a technique. She developed it mostly herself and has taught me slowly over the time. But she can communicate through hand signals instead. It is a cumbersome kind of way to talk, but it's better than writing. It's faster than writing things down.
Useful, I understand.
She's also somewhat adept at reading lips.
I'll do my best to learn.
I'm sure she would appreciate that.
But I guess I say to her, I'm sorry for her loss and for the treatment she suffered.
She kind of, like, nods her head and gets back to what she was doing.
She gets by. Some other villagers also have learnt this hand language. So, she's well respected in the community for the service that she provides.
That is good to hear. I must say, it is good to be among caring folk again.
What are your plans here, Priest of the Sun?
I am still waiting to find out, but something calls me to this place. I feel a grander purpose, a greater design is at play. And let me tell you, between you and me, whatever this is, these pirates, this is just the beginning. Something bigger is brewing, Vesperin. A war is coming.
I can feel that as well. The scales are tipping one way. I do not like the way they fall.
No, it's up to us to tip it the other way. Now, let's see what we can do about this infirmary.
Yes.
And he kind of, dives into helping out again, like just going around, doing kind of the similar things to you, like boiling water and cleaning wounds and making sure things are stitched well, because the acolytes are doing a lot of that stuff, so he's just going around double-checking. And
at one point throughout the day as well, I'd like to go back and pilfer Slipknot Pete's scimitar.
You can slip out at any point in time.
Did we loot anyone?
Nope.
We should probably do that at some point.
We're helping clean the get rid of the bodies.
So the, what are they called? The militia, the very few members here or in town. It quickly becomes apparent that the militia are just slightly better armored farmers. They're not very particularly well trained, but they are given the job of looting and stripping the bodies. The Jade Raven's kind of overseeing this end, being having already got that rapport with you. They kind of like leave the stuff that kind of you guys fought. They fought. Yeah. Divide and conquer.
Mundane equipment for mundane people, magical for the magical.
At the end of the day, they're still mercenaries as well. Yeah. And so they're taking their spoils.
I got dibs on that. I know Callista killed it, so it's mine.
So yes, you can find your essentially raid the goods, as you were. I'm guessing after some time in the infirmary, you kind of end
up
the day.
I just wanted to say, like, at one point throughout the times I'd go and like try and secure that scimitar, but I'd be spending most of my time at the infirmary. Maybe with the sword there.
So after this little spit and spat between them, Lavinia invites you back to her manor, quote unquote. Not as big as the Mandalay estate. But still, like, not too far away. Like, it's on a slight rise with, like, the Mandalay estate and her estate are both on a slight rise in the north end of town. And, yeah, you kind of go back there and she pours you all a drink and sits around. He's like, that bastard. Don't understand. He's so difficult to deal with.
Have you tried exile?
No, but I think he's an idiot. All right, if you're able to come in and in 2 weeks completely sway the population to your side, then he's done a bad job of governing this place.
It's not completely. I only have about a third of the support.
No.
I think the problem is he's not an idiot, unfortunately.
Exactly. He's much, much more clever than I think my parents understood when they asked him to govern this area. I think he managed to sway a lot more people than they thought. Maybe it would have been different had they returned. But I'm just their young daughter. And I think so many of these folk are so much older than me. They don't necessarily think that I will be able to govern as well as Mandalay. Because to be fair, he has looked after the place for 4 years. Palisades have been built, houses of brick and wood. Everything's relatively well intact. Yes, the militia might be small, but I'm not sure I can really lay that at his feet.
It sounds like you think he did a good job, then.
He did an okay job, but the people still fear, not respect him.
Then do you think he can do better?
I think heavy-handed punishment is no way to govern a town.
I mean, I agree with that much, but do you think he can do better, is the question. Marcelo, you know her. You think she can do better? I think Marcelo would be a good choice.
Why, thank you, Milenteka. You're too kind. Look, I think anyone could probably be better than that wet stain. But, Lavinia, she comes from good roots. She's got good history in Magnemar and a good reputation, and I think the support and the lineage to back it up, but...
Why does that matter? Does she have the skills?
I don't know. I've never seen her run a bloody country.
Well, maybe prove that you can. We've got time, right?
That's what we're going to try and do, I think. I think these people will just... We've got, what, a couple of months until these dirty pirates show up?
It doesn't matter what you say, right? It matters what you can do.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I think it'll take a bit of both to win this one.
I do have some ideas as to how we can shore up defenses, though I think perhaps Tarok should be here to discuss them. That would require some decisions.
Do you want me to go get him?
I actually had something I want to check on in town as well. Maybe we can meet back here for dinner.
Yes, come back in about an hour or so. I'll have someone... I'll have the staff whip up some food.
Lovely.
And yeah, so you can head off into town. Anything... Like, you said there's something specific you want to do in town?
Yeah, I want to go find the woman I saved.
I want to find the last coconut.
I want to make sure she's okay.
Sounds like a fun place to go
with
Tika.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
You don't know me.
Come on, Tika.
Winning the hearts and minds of the people.
A tavern? What's a tavern?
Oh, well, it's a place people hang out in, and it's a good experience for most people.
Is this where you hang people? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, maybe that's where they do it, but it's where we spend time with other people that we may or may not enjoy spending time with.
Oh. Well, I enjoy spending time with you. You've got good fashion sense.
Excellent. I think my kids should be there. And if they're not, then I might do a run around town to find them. Not away from them.
Well, given how quickly you move, that will take you about 2 minutes.
Okay, so you're heading to the Last Coconut. You're heading off to try and find Ruby the Weaver.
Yeah. Her name's Ruby and she has red hair. I get it.
Parents are very creative.
Why don't they call her Blue?
Bluey.
Because she's not Australian. Melantika, who are you going with? I'm guessing Marcelo probably wants to be by himself.
Tika's of me.
Yeah.
Alright, so you head into the Last Coconut. Can I get a perception check from both of you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
15. That's pretty good.
Actually, I put points of perception, didn't I? Yeah, no, 20. I forgot that I had decent perception.
So, in the corner of the tavern, you very quickly managed to pick out Timmy. Timmy rolling Aaron's dice in the corner, your two kids next to him, against some of the locals. And he's just like, all right, Gov, ready? Now watch the hand, yeah? So you got two dice over here, yeah? And you just watch. And now there's only one. Where's the other one? Yeah, where'd he go? Oh, what's that? Oh, right behind your ear, mate. With his left hand, he pulls out another dice. Still only one, though. One, two. Put them together. What's that? Four. All right, who wants to play some dice?
Oh, my gosh, he's magic. Right, and I'm going to rush over there. Do it again.
Oh. You're right, Gov.
Yeah, that's very cool. Do it again.
No, mate. Two gold coins, that's how we play it here. Rolling gold some coins. Dice. Going for snake eyes here.
I don't all think right. I have it.
All right, Gov, let's go.
Do we even use gold as, like, as Atlante people? Like, do we barter in gold or goods?
Probably more goods.
Yeah. Do you want shiny coins? I don't like that.
All right, well, thank you so much for showing Lucas and Corbin some great things. We might have some food. Maybe a drink, and then we'll grab Tarok on the way back to the mansion. We've just got... No, we're eating there.
And, like, Corbin's like, Mummy, look! And he, like, waves his hand.
Oh, shit.
And then a card.
Ah, you can do magic,
that's
too!
That's excellent! Well, I'm glad that you're learning a whole bunch of tricks. That's wonderful. Now, have you had anything, any food or drink? Has Tim even taken care of you? I know I, you know, gave you some coins, I imagine.
Don't worry, lass. They did have a spot of food before they started playing some games over there.
Of course.
It's all right. I made sure, don't worry, no one had alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, she bloody wouldn't even let me have any. Right, bitch, that one. All right. Gents, all right, who's playing? Who's playing? Let's go. And he kind of starts rolling, he's shaking the dice in the little tub.
All right, I want to thank the barmaid. I'll probably give her, I don't know, like, what's a decent amount? Like 2 gold, you know, for
that's
feeding
the
kids?
That's 2 weeks worth of wages.
Standing behind is the counter is a very is a classic portly tavern keeper. Definitely looked like he probably was a bit of a fighter back in the day, but now Malphus Fairwind stands there, also like hanging on a hook behind behind the bar is what seems to be a very well made harp.
Hello, I've been told that you, this is where you come to make friends that you may not want to make friends with, and to drink. So do you have anything to drink?
That I do. What kind of beverage best suits you, my fiery friend?
Something to... Kalista, what should I drink?
I normally just get a beer. What's and a I beer? Say whatever you recommend.
Okay, whatever you recommend.
Well, then, that is quite interesting. What do I recommend for our fiery friend? And you, madam?
I will have a beer.
Okay.
Or whatever you recommend.
Okay.
Do whatever you recommend.
Okay, here we go. Now, this one's a little bit sweeter than you're probably most expecting. It's harder to come by wheat here. We tend to use it for bread instead. This one's made from corn.
Yes. Algold.
Yes. Thanks to those wonderful people over in the mainland, it's much more abundant. So, we've made this interesting beer-like drink, I think you would call it.
Corn.
But anyway, try it anyway. Here.
Yeah. Suddenly.
And, like, it's
literally like a silver for two tankards.
Yeah.
Ask me for money.
Yeah, he's like, it's five copper each.
I just take it and go, five what each?
No, that's all right. I've got it. And I'll yeah. And wait, as well for the food for the kids. And
you have to.
Oh, she's everything. Already paid for that. Don't worry about that one.
You have to pay for
that's
drink?
Right. Amela was with there. Them. Amela was with them. That's right.
Yeah, she was the Irish lady.
Yes. Oh, no, I blanked. I thought there was someone else working there. Okay.
You have to pay to drink?
Well, let us sit down. I'll talk a bit about how things work back in Magnema. I'm going to go
this
through.
Is fragile.
I'm going to go through the currency system that now exists very, very badly, very briefly. Yeah, you give them these rocks. Yeah, exactly. You give them these weird colored minted rocks, and you get stuff.
So you have to use the orange ones to get the silver ones to get the goldy ones.
Yes.
And the goldy ones are the best.
Yes, and the reason for that...
actually...
she wouldn't talk about platinum.
No, never seen... Oh, I might have seen a few.
Right, so, and yep. I take out a little bag. So does that mean that all this stuff I've gathered, and I pour out, like, 1,000 gold pieces that I had in my pocket? Like, is this going to be...
Okay, useful? Put them back in before Timmy gets here.
Oh. Hello, Gaffers.
Where did you come from? Sweep them all back in.
Let me show you a magic trick, yeah?
I very awkwardly put it on the... I put the bag down on the table, and then, like, one-handed put the gold back in.
My
so
God, I will sweep them in so quick.
I have a whole bunch of cash on me, I realized, because I had leftover gold from my equipment, so I don't have any fucking equipment.
And I go, yes, and the reason for that is sometimes when you have a lot of corn and you want to buy your friends fish, but you can't eat all the fish in one day. And so instead of them giving you the fish, they give you this coin. And you can come back with the coin to buy the fish on another day when you actually want the fish.
Why didn't I just go in and I talk to my uncle and then I go, hey, uncle, I have corn and then you have fish and I'll come back and buy one more fish.
And at this point, I'm getting really annoyed. Melantika, take a look around. Do we look alike? All of us?
Yes. I mean, not you, but the rest look pretty similar.
And I pause for a bit. Maybe you should have another beer.
But also, like, it's not that many people. There's what, like, I've seen 60 people or so. Even in my village, there's only, like, what? 200 people or something? You know everyone. It's not too hard.
You know just from like being around, this village is approximately the same size, about 240 people.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen 50 people so far, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, you know for a fact because you've been
here. It's easy to know everyone. Like, why do you have to have fancy coin to remember? You just trade with someone, they remember, and then you share.
Magnema's really big. Imagine from here all the way to your village, but full of people.
I mean, there are little villages dotted. What, is there like, what, two times this number? What, 400 people? Is there such a big city?
Now tell me about your life while I drink and watch over the kids. And I turn the chair around, so I'm watching the kids still fucking getting, like, scamming adults while I sip my beer. Yep.
Meanwhile, further into the town, Marcelo, how are you going to go around trying to find a Ruby? Without knowing her name or anything.
Well, I would have first gone to the house she was being chased around and knock on the door.
Yep, so that's a warehouse. Well, not a warehouse, not a huge warehouse. It looks more like a...
shed.
Yeah, there's no huge warehouses per se, but there's like a storage shed, basically.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a house per se, but okay. No one answers.
No one's in the shed. No.
But there's people moving around and milling around, like, as I said, cleaning up bodies and things like that.
All right, well, I'll just ask one of the nearest ones. I'll just, hey, you there. What'd you happen to know when the fighting broke out? There was some woman with red hair that she almost got killed by one of them running around here. Do you happen to know who she was?
Oh, mate, I gotta tell you, if Ruby grabbed your eye as well, I'm sorry, buddy. She's already grabbed half the town.
Well,
pretty young thing, though, isn't she?
I mean, I wasn't as focused on her as I was the pirate that was chasing her, but yes, I wanted to make sure she was okay. Ruby, was it?
Yeah, just one street back, turn right, you'll see a weaver's sign above the door.
Thank you. You've been quite helpful.
She's going to spin him in silk.
I'll chuck him a wink. Be like, everyone deserves a try, right?
Good luck, mate.
I'll strut away from him over to the weavers.
Okay, yeah, so you head straight over and
couple of doors down, you manage to find like a small, like just a little sign that said the Weaver shop on the front.
I'll knock on there and open the door. Hello? Hello? Anybody here?
And yeah, so it's like a little shop front at the front as well, like a little small house behind. And like you open the door, a little bell goes ding ding ding. And yeah, like the clothes are relatively well made. And you're kind of looking around at different things.
Can I help you, mister?
Oh, hello. Is it the woman?
No, you turn around and there's a small boy there. Sorry, small girl there. Her hair is shockingly red as the woman you've seen before. Freckle-faced. And sit in this like beautiful like blue little dress. Very well made.
Don't you just look lovely?
Thank you, mister. Can I help you?
Yes, is your mother? Auntie? Sister?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll get my mum.
Ruby, yes? I'm after Ruby.
Oh.
Should probably just
do you want my mum or do you want Ruby?
Ruby, please.
Oh. Mum, he wants Ruby.
And how do you know Ruby, little one?
That's my sister.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This older woman comes out. Definitely not Ruby. Grey streaks her thick red hair, though. And you can definitely tell just by looking at her. In her younger days, she would have been stunning. Now she's moving a little bit past MILF at this point. Still gorgeous, but not her daughter Ruby's looks.
Guilt stage.
Another suitor. Not the best day for it, I don't think.
No, not nothing here for nothing like that, but you're a sharp one, though, aren't you? This clearly isn't the first time you've had men coming to the door.
Nor will it probably be the last.
Very understandable. I'm
Samantha, please, out the back.
Lovely to meet you, Samantha.
You too, mister.
What was your name, miss? I'm sorry.
Marigold.
Marigold. Lovely to meet you. I was here to have a chat with Ruby, obviously, all the unseemliness going on, but we've just arrived, and I imagine you're long-term residents of the island, yes?
As long-term as you get in Farshore, I would say yes.
Look, I didn't want to be presumptuous, Marigold. You don't look a day over 30, if I do say, but I'm glad you've been here for a while. I wanted to know what's it been like living here? What do you think of this Mandalay fellow?
I think he's done pretty well by this town. And he doesn't come door knocking. And from like behind her, she's like, mother, please ignore her. This man saved me from a pirate. Just like the last one saved you from drowning. And the one before that saved you from an attack in the jungle.
Oh dear. Marigold, I assure you it's nothing like that. I've literally just arrived. Things are clearly in disarray. If it's a bad time, I can come back later.
No, it's fine. I'm sure I only have to put up with you once. If I track records or anything to go by, Ruby. Mother!
Oh, dear.
Fine. And, don't enjoy yourself too much, Mr.
Marcello Versard. Lovely to meet you. Thank you for accommodating me.
Did you say Versard?
Maybe. What's your opinion of the Versards?
Well,
you know them.
Your clothes looking somewhat tattered. Perhaps you prefer something nicer in your family colours. Come and talk to me after you're finished with Ruby.
I assure you, it won't be anything like that, but the offer is greatly needed. I could definitely use some new clothes, thank you.
Oh, I'm well aware we have glass windows at the front. I won't be far, Ruby.
I like this one. Ruby, all I did was really just to come and check you're okay after all that. You seem all right.
And she's like pushing her mum. Give me a second, please. Pushes her mum out the back, closes the door. That woman will be the death of me.
Look, I will return. I best go off to check in with my comrades, but I wanted to make sure you're all right and get your bearing as well on
No, I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate it. What you did for me, I mean, obviously, you saw me try and put up a fight, but it was just too strong.
No need to thank me. It's literally why we're here. Anyone that would chase around and try to harm a young woman like yourself is a dastardly devil. I'm glad I was able to run him through.
Yes. Here. I must give you something. Here. And she, like, pulls a red handkerchief with the letter R embroidered into it. She hands it to you. Here, take this.
Why, thank you. Tuck it into my little pocket. But, yes, before I go, we had a council meeting and all that, and, you know, I've just arrived. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on the current leadership on the town, on this Mandalay Fest. Do you think he's any good?
The devil you know, I guess. He's not a bad man. He doesn't overly charge taxes more than he needs to, and he seems to be relatively fair when it comes to... Well, my father died not long after we arrived, and he hasn't charged us any more because of it, or looked down on us, and my mother is the best weaver in the town, and he constantly buys items from us to furnish his house, or the more general buildings of the town. So, no, he's not a bad man. Is he the best? I don't know. I guess this is the closest we've ever gotten to a rule, to actually constant contact with anyone running any kind of city or town or anything. Before this, we were just from a small hamlet outside of Magnoir, where we just had the town speaker, and that was about it. So, no, I think he's fine. He's fine.
Fair enough. Well, that's all. Glad you're okay. I'll come back in a couple of days to pursue the rest of your fineries and perhaps get some new threads for myself.
Oh, yes. I'm sure my mother would love to help you out with that. I am the weaver. She tends to do a lot more of the tailoring, so...
Oh, well.
We don't have any of those fancy Magnemar tailors here.
I don't know, but perhaps I need something woven as well. You never know.
Tenderloom, daughter!
And yeah, so you head out.
Yeah.
By this time, it's probably about an hour has passed, so it's time to get back to the manor. You guys, though, on the way through, you are stopped by Captain Olvar, and where Falcor's with him as well. All right, you lot. Don't listen to him. He's fine. He's just a bit of a grumpy bastard, all right? Look, just wanted to let you know, we put all your stuff just in this little warehouse here, if you want to have a look at it. All your prizes, as it were. They don't like us using that terminology, but you know how it is. But yeah, we stripped down, don't worry, made sure no one's fingers got a little bit sticky or anything. But we put all the goods into the warehouse for you.
Thank you.
Excellent.
So you can swing through on the way.
Your colloquialisms are very confusing to someone who don't know the language too well.
Trust me, I understand.
Why you talk about sticky fingers and stripping people?
Well, think. If somebody had sticky fingers...
It is gross.
Yeah, but you know, imagine if they grabbed something, what would happen? If they touched something with those sticky fingers...
Then that would become sticky too. Yeah, like you have to wash everything.
But if the fingers were really sticky and they touched the thing, and it was light enough to be picked up, what do you think would happen?
Then it gets stuck to you.
Ah, you see. Yes, you're following.
But then you have to unstick it.
Well, they would have it then, and you wouldn't, right?
Wouldn't what?
Have the thing, because the person with the sticky fingers has it.
Well, he would give it back. And then go wash his hands, because that's gross.
Shit. You people really are innocent.
Do you have any, like, little beads or something on you? I almost want to slide of hand, just take a bead from you and hold it up and be like, I've
got feathers and...
That's a sticky finger. And then give it back to you.
You took my thing. Can I have it back, please?
Yes, of course.
Unless you really want it.
No, I'm just... That's a point. See, the sticky fingers. That's the idea.
The word for a thief.
Oh, I'm stealing. Why don't you just say stealing?
Because it's more fun to hide things behind a wall of obfuscation.
It is very ostracizing.
Trust me, I know.
I don't know why they're ostracizing, but I've done sticky fingers.
I understand how hard it is to learn this common tongue.
Common? It's not common. It's weird.
I mean, where we come from, it's common.
Well, now you're not there, so...
Jesus Christ, you... Saren Ray, you should have heard some of the colloquialisms in my native tongue.
I mean, you are here now, and this is, you know, our island, so really... Atlantic is a common tongue. You're not speaking the not common.
Next to Tika is a very tired Calista. She looks over. Oh my gosh, the lanterns on the second floor are not turned on. Mm-hmm. I walk past.
Is it the second floor of this building? What is with all these words? Well, I guess we go see those in the building.
So you head in to have a look at the stuff, yeah?
I check to see if there's lanterns on the second floor. They need to be lit.
Look at Marcello.
Only a single floor.
Why are you looking so smug?
Well, I just went and had a chat to some of the townsfolk. Lovely people. Simply lovely.
Just silence. Hey, right, they are.
Silence. And we're all thinking I probably went to, you know, get some...
I got some sense motive. Yes, they do seem quite nice.
You know, Marcello, we don't have any medicine for syphilis out here.
That's all right.
Just so you know.
I wasn't doing anything. Look, you don't...
Remove disease is going to cost you 50 gold.
Fine. I'm trying to get a bead on what the locals think of this Mandalay fellow.
Get the bead.
Mandalay fellow, he seemed like a bit of a twat, but quite an upstanding man.
Or he yelled at Marcello.
Okay, already.
And Calista.
Well, I mean, he tried to.
Checks out.
Then he ran away.
He was saying to hang the pirate with no trial.
Which is a waste. I mean, we should definitely sacrifice him in the fire, right?
Surely you don't want that man to be hung, do you?
Which
man?
It's
a waste.
Oh, this is a prisoner you interrogated.
Yes.
What do you have to say?
No, we spoke to him. We didn't hurt him.
Yeah,
that's just asking.
I kind of avoided it because I didn't want to be... complicit in torture. It kind of goes against my moral code.
There was no torture.
No,
we didn't touch even a single hair.
But no. Like, if they want to hang him, it's such a waste. You should sacrifice in fire to the gods, right? That is a much better way.
No, but you should follow a sort of law. Everyone should have rights to a trial, even if it means that he gets hung at the end.
No,
but
why,
he should
why
still
hanging?
Have a trial.
Hanging is a waste.
It's what they do here. It's faster.
No, but it's not.
So he's right. It's a wasteful custom, but so is sacrifice, you know?
Well, no, because the gods appreciate it.
Maybe some gods. Usually the gods that appreciate sacrifice are the ones that are quite bloodthirsty and hungry for death.
No. You
when I grew up, we did a lot of sacrificing, let me tell you.
We do it voluntarily. It is a great privilege to be sacrificed. You should be very happy.
I mean, to sacrifice oneself, yes, that's quite honorable, but to be sacrificed is... It's a waste of hand. It's a waste of a soul, you know?
Wait, you mean he would not want to be sacrificed?
Probably not.
What kind of backward person doesn't want to be sacrificed? He's being chosen by the gods.
Look, I mean, religion aside, I think this fellow is more obsessed with power than he is any kind of ruling.
I mean, he only one hand. How strong? Oh, other man, all right.
Yes, that Mandalay, that.
And what did you think? What was this pirate fellow like? As dastardly and demonic as we expect?
He was all right.
You're getting the hang of it.
Yes.
Well, he used to be a merchant.
Because he had one hand on the right.
He used to be a merchant.
A pirate, but it seemed like he'd almost received just as bad of it as anyone. It seems like he was Slipknot Pete's whipping boy before he got here. Not that it excuses anything, but...
Did he show remorse?
Whipping boy? He did seem to show some remorse.
Did he show repentance, perhaps?
Look, I don't friggin' know. He was sad and he didn't want to die and he told us everything we knew. I don't think he deserves to be hung for that, but...
Well, I mean, if you do a trial and it ends up that he should be hung, then that's fine. But you can't just hang him without a trial.
Pretty much. It's quick and painless and it's kind of a show.
Trust me, the fire
anyway,
is quick.
Sorry, Lavinia, you've been just standing there staring at us.
Oh no, she's in her manor.
We're still outside. Excellent. We're not late, are we?
We're going to the warehouse.
Okay.
So we're walking into the warehouse finally?
We're sifting through the stuff while we're talking about
it. Give us some shit. Yeah.
All right. So most of it's relatively mundane. You've got 10 masterwork short swords, some studded, like 10 sets of studded leather armor, the crossbow from the first mate that you killed is masterwork but not magical. His rapier is, the scimitar is, the chain shirt that Slipknot Pete was wearing is. There's his belt is. His boots are. His cloak is.
Sheesh.
What the fuck did I kill?
And buried deep in his backpack or his satchel, you find a masterwork thieves' tools.
Ooh, baby.
So you've got two magic weapons, one magic armor, a belt, boots, and a cloak.
Might suggest something. I don't know what's going to go down too well here with you greedy
and two
folks.
Potions.
But perhaps we should take one item each and then the rest of it donate to the town.
What are the boots?
I think silence was the appropriate response to that.
Lunacy! And two potions.
I think we will we'll assess what they are first, and if they're not going to help us help the town, then we'll let the town help themselves.
Yep, I'm interested in the belt, boot, and cloak.
Meet. Worst case scenario, the short swords are very well made. Probably giving them to the militia is not a bad idea.
Yep.
And,
yep.
The, and the studded leather.
Yeah. All the non-magical shit all we can toss
have a
to
crossbow.
Them.
All right, so I'm guessing I'm doing a bunch of spellcraft.
Yeah.
I'll okay, help you.
So, the rapier.
I'll assist
you. Rapier. 25.
Plus one rapier.
Ooh,
plus scimitar.
Do I get a 21?
Scimitar. 23.
Plus two. Sorry, plus one keen scimitar.
My, that's quite the good.
Gives it the 15 to 20 crit range.
So plus one rapier.
Sorry, is this rapier?
So there's plus one rapier.
Plus one keen scimitar.
And a plus one keen scimitar.
If you don't mind, I wouldn't mind taking that there scimitar. Looks like it could do with some consecration, you know?
No, I thought we were just going to give that to the townspeople. Isn't that what you wanted?
I said take an item.
I know, I'm messing with you. I know it's Saren Ray's weapon. I wouldn't let anyone else have it.
Saren Ray uses this Kirby sword?
I don't know, actually. It's just kind of a weapon that's associated with her. We followers of Saren Ray tend to use the scimitar. It is a graceful and elegant weapon. One can dance through the flames with it.
I mean, I just dance in flames, but sure, why not?
You look damn good doing it, Tarok. The armor. 25 again.
Plus one shadow chain shirt.
That's medium, though, isn't it?
Nope, chain shirt's light.
Yep, oh, chain
it's
shirt
the
is
pinnacle
light.
Of light.
So it's plus 5 competency bonus to stealth because of the shadow.
And plus 5 AC.
And plus 5 AC.
Hot damn.
Marcelo just got hard.
Gosh.
Fuck yeah, I did.
That was his O face
Holy
right there.
Holy cow.
What?
That's everything. Okay. The
belt.
The belt. Let's do the belt. 23.
Belt of incredible dexterity plus 2.
We both already got it. I've got one. You can wear that.
No, I already have a belt.
Anyone can wear a belt.
I got a con belt.
Yeah,
oh,
fuck it. I'll wear it. I'll get some dex.
Do you not have a belt yet?
No, I've got the kilt. We just started. It's not a belt slot.
No, it's not. It's a different slot.
Kilt slot. Skirt slot.
Yeah, I've got giant strength belt.
Can I tape my two belts together?
If only you had someone that could combine your belt.
Oh my god! Oh no!
This is what Boss was designed for, and he died.
Boots.
Boots. Wow, I'm rolling great. 29.
Boots of elven kind.
Ooh,
they make you faster.
They make you stealthy,
they make you stealthier.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I think.
I can turn invisible. I don't know.
I think it's not acrobatics. I think it's athletics. I think they give you.
That's not a thing.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm being a cloak
what?
Of
athletics.
What?
What game's that from?
That's not a thing.
Oh! Definitely not 5e.
It was from 3.5 originally.
Yeah, it was 3.5 originally.
Let me double check.
And that's
made
what
out
I
of
used
leaves?
To give you.
Acrobatics plus 5 acrobatics. Yeah.
See, I was right the first time.
It's acrobatics.
Yeah, it's acrobatics, not stealth.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm not wearing shoes.
You're not wearing shoes.
Unless someone else.
Before we leave this warehouse, Callistra, I think you and I actually have some items we need to rearrange.
Okay.
The cloak.
I have a ring for you, my dear.
Oh,
cloak.
To
will
me.
You?
The cloak 26.
Jesus.
Ooh. Big daddy.
The cloak of resistance plus 2.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nope. The potions.
Oh, the potions, yes. Two potions.
Look at the potions.
Hey, that's potion the worst roll yet. 15.
Do you want to help?
Yeah.
No.
What? Nope.
You're not sure on the first one, Trey.
You can use perception as well, remember?
That sounds bad.
Oh, I can use perception, yeah. Because I got a 22.
Yeah, my potion spell cards were both under 10. That was like...
you can use perception on
with, yeah, with perception, then you'll get... first one's a potion to disguise self. Second one's a potion of spider climb.
Cool. Ooh,
I love spider climb. That's too cool.
So this is a lot of great gear, guys. What are you taking, huh?
What's your one? What's your one?
What's your one?
Looks like you have got a very good spread here for your lot. You should be very proud of your fight.
This is good stuff. I mean, well, firstly, Callista.
Yes.
You have been getting the crap kicked out of you. I didn't even get tickled in that fight. Please take this ring that will protect you, and that ring that you are wearing that you have not used.
Well, fair enough.
Oh, sorry. Also, 7 potions of cure moderate wounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh.
They were from the original pirates that didn't get a chance to drink anything because someone tackled them and burnt them to a cinder.
No idea who did that. No idea who did that.
All
right. So Callista's got the Ring of Protection +2 now.
Plus
the Razzatlanti one, the really cool one. And then I also think Callista, as we've figured out in these last couple of incidents, it's not ideal for me to teleport you up to these places. Why don't you wear the boots? Bloody hell, you can run at like 200 feet a second.
The one from Tarsus.
Yeah, the spider climb one. And then you can run up walls at God knows what speed. And
20-foot climb speed.
Well,
better than nothing.
Better than nothing, damn it. But
that's true. Then okay.
Didn't you have boots of striding and springing or something?
That's me.
That's him.
Oh,
I got rid of them.
It just means you'll be able to say if we need to get vertical, and I say can't teleport both of us, at least you can get up there and might have a chance.
That does make sense. All right, I will. That sounds fair.
And then I think those boots of acrobatics.
Elvenkind.
I think they might be handy for me. Honestly, as well, as long as a lot of this stuff, I think I wouldn't mind, to be honest. The boots, the armor, the cloak even.
Can you use rapiers?
Yep.
You sure bet I can. This is just like a big old pile of Marcello all over it, but I don't want this.
That
I don't want
rogue the dip was a good choice.
Nelly.
The change shirt as well.
Everything. The rapier's kind of a weenie weapon. I don't want to be seen with this.
Okay, yeah.
Compared to a dagger, please. A fucking
dagger's
like,
a sneaky
2-foot weapon.
Dagger's a prison spec, baby.
Yeah. Daggers are concealable, they're shankable. You can pierce and slash with it. I've never seen anyone slash with a rapier.
You definitely can.
Yeah, but it's shit.
Not by Pathfinder rules, you can't.
You're talking to a guy who thinks all weapons are just for swinging around. That's why I'm like, you can swing with it. I don't know how good it is.
I'll give you all the nuances on damage types one day.
Cool. What's that belt there?
Oh, the belt is just like mine. Dexy belt.
Oh.
Makes it a little bit more nimble. A little bit more funky. You wanna wear it?
I'm getting a little bit stiff in my old age. Perhaps I could use a little bit of nimbling.
Oh, our true Callista's already got a belt, and
yes.
so does Milantico. Yeah, look, keep your kilt on.
Yes, that's what mine attaches to. Look, it goes swish, 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 swish.
God damn it.
All the feathers and all the stuff jingling
one
together.
Stylish tribal man.
Yes, you should update your outfit as well. It's a bit threadbare.
Oh, I'm covered in blood and guts. I need to go get some threads from my new weaver friend.
Someone makes clothing?
You met the weaver?
There's a weaver here?
There is a weaver. She's the lady I saved.
Oh, excellent.
Finally. And you thought I was off just getting nookie.
I can get some new robes. Wonderful.
Yes.
We thought you were doing both.
we'll visit them in a couple of days.
How you say por que no los dos?
But otherwise, spider climb boots, elven boots.
He's pointing at himself with the
chainmail. I'm pointing at myself for everything. I want basically everything I've said.
I guess we can help the town in other ways.
No, well the town can get the short swords.
There's also 500 gold pieces piled into a thing as well.
500 gold.
You mean 200? No.
I'm just sitting here being like, none of this applies to me in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, the potions may help.
Yeah.
Potions, especially the cure moderate.
You already have a cloak, don't you?
Yes, he does.
You got the spider silk. Mm-hmm.
No, I have the snake skin cloak.
I've got so many bloody cloaks. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
We will somewhere to sell them.
I think we'll definitely give the townspeople all the masterwork weapons, the armor.
Yes,
that's 10 new weapons, 10 new sets of armor.
A single crossbow, but it's still better than no crossbow. There's bolts to go with it.
Some bolts. Mm.
Alright, and you head, I'm guessing, over to Lavinia's mountain.
I'm gonna put this belt on and get some fucking dex for once. Fuck yeah!
Hey,
Plus one to initiative.
Oh my god!
So
no.
How much is the belt? How much is a plus
4,000 GP.
Is it plus 2 though?
Plus 2. Plus 2. Just a plus 2.
Plus 2 dex.
Is it 4,000 GP? What?
No.
Said how much is it? Not how much
plus
does it give
4.
You?
Oh, yeah.
It gives plus 2 to your dex.
Plus 2.
Ability, which gives you plus 1 to the mod.
He's put it in the exact thing. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so you head over to Lavinia's little townhouse again, and they've got like a little spread of food on her. It's much more modest than the Vendivoran Manor in Magma, obviously. You all kind of sit down. She kind of looks at you, Tyrok. You know, eventually you're going to have to tell me where you got that monkey.
Oh, Kohar! You wouldn't believe it if I told you. It's in the ruins of a temple to the Demogorgon. Of all places.
To the what now?
That's Demogorgon. It's a double-headed beast of demon lord of duality and monkeys.
And you took a monkey from the demon lord of monkeys?
I didn't so much take him from him. It was, I think it's an agent of Saren Rae. Look, it has the ank on its head. And I feel some sort of connection to it. If anything, I think it was misplaced, you know? Found his way into the wrong dungeon, if you know what I mean.
And interesting.
I was his way out.
Very interesting. Please, enjoy. So, look, I know Mandalay is focused on improving the town, and I'm not against it. I think we definitely should improve it before the Crimson Fleet gets here, but I think there are some other things we can do. As far as you know, the Sea Wyvern, from what I can tell from your story, was essentially beached on the reef, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So, for all intents and purposes, it may still be there.
It's possible.
Because there was definitely some of the warehouses and some of our supplies have been damaged, and if any of the supplies are salvageable, or the ship itself.
Oh, so I thought we washed up on the ocean without the ship.
The ship was on a reef out on the ocean, about literally like 60 feet offshore.
Yeah, and I ran over and salvaged all the stuff I could find with my very high perception, if you remember.
I have a map.
We found a tent and some food.
Yep, I remember that now.
My big brain.
Calista found everything already.
Do you say that with confidence? With all the confidence in the world?
Well, I mean, yes, it's still there, Lavinia, but with all due respect, it's about 2 or 3 weeks trek.
Well, that's if you're walking. If I were to, say, lend you the Blue Nixie and my crew to go and get it,
we can crash
that would be
both
a different story.
If only we had a sailor.
But in order to repair the ship, though, we would need some supplies. We would need some wood.
Who could fix things?
We would need some tar from the tar pits. And at that, Milintiki, you kind of perk up. Because your village goes to the tar pits quite often.
Is tar flammable?
Yes.
I shouldn't go anywhere near the
tar
pit.
No, it's not flammable, sorry.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure tar is flammable.
But also, it's past the wall. It's on the island proper.
I'm used to that.
Yeah, but like, even as she says it, you can tell like there's this like note of fear. Like, yeah, the tar pits. But if we can secure access to them, we can use it to shore up the ships we have here. We can use it to fix the Sea Wyvern. Also, like, some of the buildings need their roofs tarred and pitched.
The tar also makes very good burning.
Yes, it might help us be able to do some things in the ocean.
For torches sometimes.
Okay, so these tar pits, we need tar. As long as it has a dual purpose. I hate to say it, but Lavinia, I'm not sure if salvaging the Sea Wyvern is our most efficient use of time right now. You see, this place is in quite the state of disrepair.
No, but if you look at the harbour itself, if we could get another ship as large as the Blue Nixie here, it would definitely limit the amount of landing spaces they have.
That's true.
Oh, also, if you want to bring anything from the main island, it's going to be much easier with a big boat than a little canoe.
Suppose so. So we need some wood and we need some tar, you say?
I think ideally, but
I know what both of those are.
See, Melantica, we told you you'd be useful here.
There's definitely wood.
You're a mensch.
Yes, but it needs to be good wood. Good wood to build a good boat.
I don't know what makes good boat wood, but I know what lots of wood is.
But I think more importantly than just the resources, the island has something else that could definitely help us. Milintika, do you think your people would help?
You or me?
Yeah.
Look, at the moment,
we're having some
difficulties with the diplomacy. Look, my people have been swayed by a dark god, and I am trying to prove to them that Shuta Kotli is the righteous and true path. In about a month, I need to go to up to the, I think it's the fangs of the Zira, and I will prove to them once and for all that Utakutli is the right god. And once they are back in the fold, then maybe I can try and talk to them that you are friendly neighbors and will be better than pirates.
But currently, he's a heretical exile.
Yes, that is true.
That's until we get to the volcano, the people won't help us or him.
Yes, the fangs of the Zira.
What about he said.
Do you know anything about the Thanatons?
Yeah, they're polite enough. They tend to try and stay away from most people, but they're nice people. I mean, they're small. They make your other little friend with the red boots look tall.
Okay, well, that might still be helpful.
Thanatons.
What about the Rakustas?
Like the Thanatons, they're the local populace. Have we met any of them before?
They're about the... These big, like a foot and a half of the floor. They have little flappy underarms,
cute,
bushy tails. They're very sneaky,
and
very
as he
jumpy.
Describes this, Callista, you remember, you've definitely met one of these before.
Yep, I'm baring my tusks a little.
Usually very, very calm and relaxed. They're very friendly. Usually more prone to run away than try and fight. You know, they never jump out of the dark and attack you. They're always very nice.
Yes, of course, yes.
They have a little villages up in the forest and stuff. Just on the far side of the tar pits, really. What else did you ask about?
Well, I would love to visit one of them.
They're very friendly.
And to meet one that hopefully isn't trying to kill me. No, like the one did by the beach when we were looking for your brother. God knows why things keep appearing where we try to find your brother and things over here as well.
You found the Thanaton?
Like, that's what that brother? Was?
Yeah, that weird flying thing that stabbed at me while we were at the silks.
The thing in the cave?
Wait,
yeah.
They don't fly, they glide.
Same thing.
Whatever
it was
annoying. That thing attacked
no,
us.
No, no, no. Flying is flying and gliding is gliding.
Yes, but it was also corrupted by whatever it was that Vantus tossed into whatever it was. And all that stuff and bits and
what's a Vantus?
Pieces and...
That's the brother of...
My brother.
Oh.
And it's just... yes.
We'll fill you in.
Friends, allies, yes. Yeah, I can put that behind me, even though I almost died, but...
What about
forward.
The Rakustas? Do you know anything about them?
What's the Rakustas?
That would be a knowledge.
Isle of Dread, you mean?
Isle of Dread, yeah, that's what you've got.
I do. My Isle of Dread is already at a 13 straight away, so that became like a 19.
Okay.
And so it's 50 easier, so.
So there's local legends about a race of Jaguar people.
Ooh.
Called Rakustas.
Cool.
I've never met one?
No, you've never met one.
Really? Okay.
But, like, because it's believed that the Rakustas all died out, but very recently. Like, only several decades ago.
The Rakustas are all dead.
But they were also renowned weaponsmiths.
No, the Rakustas are all dead. Ooh. They died out of maybe a generation or two generations ago.
Oh, what a shame.
Do you think they may have left anything behind worth salvaging, though?
I mean...
I've heard
if
rumors.
If you want to steal from dead people, you can... They had a temple near the Thanatons, I think, right?
Well, they're not going to be using it, are they?
I mean, depends if they came back as undead or not. They might be.
Their temple's, like, lost in the jungle.
Yeah, but I know it was somewhere in the jungle.
You know,
right?
Somewhere in the jungle.
Near the Thanatons.
I don't know where it is, yeah.
It's a big-ass jungle, yeah. I mean, I could take you to the general area, but it's a big island, you know?
Well, I trust you.
Really?
We have... Not you specifically, Milantika, but this lot.
Oof.
We have.
Yeah, I've been getting that a lot lately.
We have 2 months to figure out how to protect Farshore. I don't know what else to do.
Perhaps we have a place to start.
You can start wherever you wish, but perhaps if you would like, I'm sure the Jade Ravens will make themselves available to. Be given some form of direction. I know that Kaskus is already helping at the infirmary. Falcor has been assisting in the mines. Lime, she's been at the chapel a lot recently. I'm not quite sure. She's never really had such a focus on religion. Something about the ship, the travel over, has really changed her. And Skald is... Skald.
Of course.
Uncanny, that fellow, isn't he?
He's somewhat disconcerting.
Have the people been told about the Crimson Fleet coming? Do they know about it?
Not as of yet, but I would imagine that it won't be too long until it's let slip
and she kind of puts quotation marks, by somebody. Okay. Especially with the militia captain knowing, I can't imagine he'll keep his lips shut for long for the rest of the militia.
Alright, well...
Speaking of which, if any of you can help him, he is definitely not a person, a people person, which I think has really affected the recruitment of militiamen.
Perhaps that's something I can help with. I have fairly good people skills. I could try and round up a few more men for him, or at least help him to help himself.
I would happily train more recruits. And I smile. But yes.
Break them down to build them back up again.
Maybe we could ask around town, see what... Well, once the word goes out, we could ask around town, see what people would need help with. Any ideas they've got, maybe... defensive improvements?
Yes. It definitely seems like a good idea. And I'm sure that the town council will be more than happy to assist you in anything that you wish to do.
Excellent. And the council is just those people who are there, right?
So the town council is Manth Layfest, Lavinia Vanderboren, the militia captain, Olvar Kabanja, Vessarin Cathalay, the cleric of Abadar. Professor Havrik Aldwattle.
Havrik Aldwattle.
Owner and operator of Aldwattle Laboratories.
So did you really get off on saying that name?
Telda Serene, who runs the infirmary. And conspicuously absent at the meeting, but she does tell you he is part of the thing, probably because he was crying over the many, many records that he lost. Jaren Emrakard, Hall of Records.
Hall of Records owner and operator.
And with that, the meal kind of wraps up, and so this is not anywhere near as extravagant as her previous place, obviously.
I think the meal is great.
She can offer two of you to stay here if you wish, or there is enough room in the last coconut. The Jade Ravens have the suite, which is a four-bedroom, like a little mini suite, but there is enough other spare rooms, and she's more than willing to pay that for you if you would prefer to stay there together.
I've got the ground outside. The ground probably doesn't burn.
You could have probably got
you can hear it echoing all the way from his manor. Savages.
Savages, savages, barely even human.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh god, it very much is.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in Pocahontas all of a sudden? Does that make you John Smith, Marcello?
Oof.
And that makes me Pocahontas.
Oh, dear. but yes, where you choose to stay is up to you.
You don't see
the last coconut with my kids.
Oh, God.
Yes, you probably need to. Kids.
Watch Pocahontas, my dude.
But not much you are...
I might stay in the manor, then.
One day closer
oof
to the attack from the Crimson Fleet.
Dun, 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 dun.
And we're going to decide how we're going to kick it off now.
No!
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.